SOP274. We're talking about podcast promos. We're talking about some tips on recording Skype. We've got an interview with Charles McFall. And yes, I've been converted to live podcasting.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in to this episode number 275 of the School and Podcasting's Morning Announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning, which is a key step, by the way, planning your podcast, promoting it, producing it, recording it, monetizing it, all of the above. You can find tools and tutorials for all of that over at schoolofpodcasting.com. That's our website. You can email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And we're just going to jump right in. Today, we're going to be talking a little podcast promos. Now, what's a promo? This is basically a typically 30 or 60-second little blurb about your podcast. So I've got a couple here for some new podcasts that I'm kicking off. The first one, this is something I really don't talk a lot about on this podcast, and that is my faith. I have been born and raised in a church, and actually you'll learn more about this as I play my promo for Feeding My Faith. Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and at this time in my life, I'm actually taking classes to become a pastor. I've learned a lot about myself and God. You know what else I learned? I hate religion. I love God. Hate religion. Man has overcomplicated God's gift. Kind of like that internet guy that offers a free book, and then you go to get the free book and you have to enter an email and a contact information and your mother's maiden name, and it just gets complicated. God's grace is a gift. It's not complicated. So I started a podcast, and in plain English, it's where we talk about your relationship with God, where I combine my three passions of God, teaching, and podcasting. I try to make it fun. Wait, God? Fun? Well, in the episode titled Jesus is Not a Nut Job, I compared Jesus' words on the cross to a Big Mac commercial. If you want to listen to it, check it out at feedingmyfaith.com, where we make God simple. And the reason I'm talking about promos is because I just launched a new website. If you go over to Podcast Promo Swap, SWAP, this is a place where podcasters can go and put a link to their promos. That's really nothing new, but it enables people to contact each other. And then what I'm going to do is when people submit their promos, I will then create a newsletter that will go out every Monday saying, hey, here are the new promos that are available over at Podcast Promo Swap, which hopefully will then say, oh, look, there's a new comedy podcast. Maybe I want to swap promos with that person, things of that nature. It is not entirely free. Are you ready for the massive amount of money that I'm going to charge for this? It is $2 a year. Now, Dave, what's the point of charging $2 a year? Well, number one, after a year, if you don't renew, your promo goes off the site, hence keeping it listed with people that are actually podcasting. And the other one is, hopefully this will keep all the porn spam out of the podcast promo swap. It's basically, I take the same approach to this that clubs that have live music, things like that, they charge a cover charge to keep, for lack of a better phrase, the riffraff out. And that's what I'm doing. And you can find that over at Podcast Promo Swap. Speaking of promos, I want to play you, this is really actually the intro of a new podcast that he just started. This one goes, it's called More Podcast Money, and here is the opening of that podcast. Who could use some more money? Maybe you didn't start your podcast looking to make money, but you hear about others who are making some cash, and hey, you'd like to join that club. Well, you're in the right place. Our website is morepodcastmoney.com, where you can find all our contact information, our blog, newsletter, and of course the book, More Podcast Money. Here's your host, me. Now, who could use some more money? Now, the reason I'm playing that was this is actually a podcast that I just kind of was like, yeah, okay, whatever, let's do it. To A, promote my book, because I have a book called More Podcast Money, and then at morepodcastmoney.com. And then the other thing is I'm trying a podcast host called Podbean. And I've moved a few people from Podbean and Podomatic for that matter. But when you look at their pricing, it's like, wow, they are a lot cheaper than, say, Libsyn and Blueberry. Well, I have found out why. Well, number one, their site, they've done something that I didn't think was possible. And that is they made a website that is actually uglier than mevio.com. And when I actually went over and signed up for an account, I was surprised. Couldn't believe that there's just so much advertising on the site. If you have a player, there's an advertising on the site. And if you sign up for the free account, please don't sign up for the free account. What happens is that the feeds that are on that site, you can't edit. So now so let's say you have 70 people subscribe to your podcast. If you then move to something that's not Podbean, yeah, you have to tell them, hey, resubscribe. And that's just a bad idea. Do not use their free service if you have to. If you have to use their free service, don't. Just stick your MP3 files or whatever you're doing on your actual web hosting. So, but here's the fun thing. They have a clause that says if you want to do any kind of advertising, any kind of monetizing on your podcast that's not through Podbean, you can't. You have to sign up for a business account, which is $70 a month. And here's the interesting thing. When I contacted them and I said, are you really saying? They just kind of said, yeah, you got to have a business account if you want to do any kind of promoting that's not through them. So yes, it's a little cheaper, but they're going to make their money on advertising. And I haven't really seen anything in terms of their advertising there. So that's when I went, oh. So that, and then here's the other thing that's really weird that makes me very nervous about Podbean. If you go to Libsyn.com, you can find out that they're in Pittsburgh. You can see who the people behind Libsyn, right? It's a company created by podcasters for podcasters. If you go to Blueberry.com and do what's called a whois search on Blueberry.com, no E's in that, by the way, you'll see Todd Cochran. There's his email. It's the people. You try to find out who's behind Podbean.com and you can't find anything. I've Googled Podbean headquarters. I've done a who is nothing. To that I ask, who are you? Who? For those of you a fan of Roger Daltrey and Pete. So I'm a little nervous about that. So that's so many better places to go than Podbean. I'm actually doing this live here. So Dave Thackeray is in the chat box here. So I hear you, Dave. So that's my take on Podbean right now. I'm doing this. If you want to read about this, you can go over to my blog at davidjackson.org. But that's that. Next up, just a really quick tip on Skype. Now, you know, there are a lot of people that do the whole mix minus thing, and they make Skype recording so much harder than it has to be. And what I do is I basically take a line out of my headphones, plug it into the line in of my portable recorder, and then plug my headphones into the portable recorder, and what I hear is what I record. Well, I started recording these, and you'll hear a recording of this here in a second when I talk to Charles McFall, and they just sounded awful. Like I was standing in front of the ocean. And it turns out there is a setting in Skype. If you go to the call menu and go to audio settings, that it is set to automatically adjust the volume of your call. And it would take my microphone input. And if you go into the control panel, I don't want to get too geeky here, but it would like add the booster rocket to like plus 30 to where basically if I wasn't talking, it went, right? So I'm like, why am I standing in front of the ocean? It was awful. So that's what's going on. If you're like, all of a sudden you start to record Skype and you're like, what is that noise? Skype is doing something to adjust the audio automatically, which you think would be a good thing. But I have since turned that off when I'm recording Skype. And so there you go. A little tip there for those recording Skype. All right, next up we have an interview, speaking of things recorded via Skype. This is Charles McFall of the BearCrawlingNation.com. And I've been talking about how, you know, live podcasting, I didn't get it. And I got to say, here's the thing that live podcasting brings that time shifting doesn't. And that is immediate feedback. Immediate feedback. Something, and right now as I'm doing this, Dave Thackeray is listening to me on Mixler.com. And it's interesting. Now, the downside of this is to get this to really work, you've got to either A, have Twitter going to alert people with enough time that you're going to be live, or B, create a schedule. And that may be something I'm looking into now that I'm actually doing podcast consulting full time. But let's get to the interview here with Dave. It's interesting. He tells you exactly what he's using. He's using Mixler and a couple other accounts, and he explains why he did live and why he does it and how he's connecting a little more with his audience. So here's my interview with Charles. All right. You ready, man?
Yep.
You having fun?
I am indeed.
All right. All right. Well, joining me via Skype, in case anybody cares, being recorded by Power Grammo, and as well as my Adderall, whatever it is, my Roland R-05 as a backup. We have Charles McFall from the BearCrawlingNation.com. And if you've been a listener to the show, you know, for a long time I've been going, you know, live podcasting, I don't get it. You know, who cares that Slimy Pants 36 has a something in the chat room and it sounds distracting. And Charles said, hey, why don't you come over to the BearCrawlingNation.com and see what live podcasting is all about. So Charles, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. And most of the time I hear somebody go, you know, ragging on live, like, whatever. It's a flavor, coffee. You don't like it, like it. But for some reason, when I heard you doing, like, no, I can convert you. Come on, bro. I can get you over on my side.
So let's start off first. How are you actually? I know you just and everybody's lifting their hats to Ray Ortega for turning us on to Mixler.com. I know you're using Mixler, but you also have a chat room. What's the technology you're using to carry off the chat room and everything else?
Right now I'm using StickAM.com. Everything's built in, and we landed there because I had less trouble. Now I didn't. Not saying they're the best. I'm just saying I had less trouble than anywhere else, like Ustream. Live stream. I've put Justin TV. I've tried them all, and I've had the least amount of difficulty using StickAm. Plus, everybody loves to see themselves on TV. You know, it's on the internet, and it has six little boxes on the side that if you have a webcam, you can click it on, and now you see yourself as part of the show, and people love that.
Well, that was the thing, and yes, I am a convert now. I'll tell you my story first. I did one podcast and I sent out a thing via Twitter, and I did an episode of Weekly Web Tools, and I went over, and of course nobody was listening because I gave everybody, like, I don't know, 40 minutes notice, and at the end of it I had one listener, and so the show was over, and I'm like, hey, how much of that did you listen? And there's a little chat box, and to make a long story short, the live interaction, that live feedback that you do not get from a podcast until somebody sends you an email or a voicemail, I went, oh, this is the big difference. And that's really what you have a lot going on over there, basically, right?
Yeah. If you go back through the archives, now I've been live since show 8 or 9. I can't remember which one I did live first. Maybe it's even earlier than that. And I'm on show 241, is the show that you can find Dave Jackson on, BearCrawlingNation.com, show number 241. And we've been doing it forever, but there's shows in between that we did wacky news for a bit, so it would have something to toss out. We did, I can't remember some of the stuff we did to fill space. And we would have we'd go find major topics to talk about and try to promote it out, to get people feeding back. And of course, they don't, because live is just like watching TV. You don't call into Dancing with the Stars to feedback, you vote. I mean, but that's whatever. So it got to a while. It finally evolved into the point of the chat room being really active and people calling in and emailing in, that now, literally, I'll just throw out a sentence. We have a Google Doc called Talking Points, and it's just a sentence. And usually it's a kind of a hazy shade of gray sentence that my partner doesn't know what I'm talking about. And I'll say it, and then I'll explain what I'm thinking, and boom, off we go. And then we read from the chat room. Because when you're doing a podcast, you have your thoughts. You know, you'll lay down your notes for the School of Podcasting, and boom, you get it done, polish it, you're good. But you won't think of something unless somebody brings up a question. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I didn't think of it going that way. And live has just been beautiful that way. Like you're talking about the interaction with the one listener. And sometimes we've had the best conversations because some one person asked a question I never would have thought of myself. And best show ever type of deal.
So that's really your podcast has an idea of what you're going to talk about, but you're almost counting on the chat room as like your co-host.
Yes, but I just want to be clear for people listening. You cannot start that way. I've seen too many podcasts start off that way. And oh, I've been told I make live look easy. I don't know how because I don't think I make it look easy, but I've had a lot of people get inspired because I did it. And they're like, oh, my God, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. My brain's broken. It just works that way. And I did have to – there are a lot of – we called them shiny, shiny moments. That was one of the things is I'd be talking. And now we make a game of it. But I'd be talking, and I'd see the chat room. And it made for bad podcasting because I'd stop in the middle of my thought and talk to the chat room and then try to finish my thought and then answer the chat room. And it was bad. You have to, you know, work around that. But now, I mean, you experience – I can typically look at the chat room and not break thought. So if you can get me to break the thought, you win the prize for making me break my thought that night. And there's usually one in a show. But yeah, I count on my ability to talk endlessly about everything. And I count on my partner to his role is basically to make me mess up and be funny or to really give a whole nother perspective. There's a lot of times on topics I bring up. That I'm very positive. I'll just go ahead and, well, I don't want to say that because it's different, but I'm very strong-minded about certain issues that other people are the opposite on. And he plays a great opposite voice for that. And then, yes, the chat room is, you know, hey, we're here. Go for it. I'm never without something to talk about, but I always hope that the chat room will derail the show and we'll go in a different direction.
Well, the fun thing that makes going live a little more stressful is now you've got to get, if you do the whole podcast live where you've got your intro music and any kind of transitions and things like that, how are you pulling, because you do, I mean, you basically, what you hear when you listen to it on your website is what happened Thursday nights, right? So how are you, what's your setup? Do you have two computers? How are you pulling that whole thing off?
No, I have three computers.
All right.
It's a mess. It's grown as I've needed it. Let's start from the recording. I record my MacBook Pro through FireWire, and everything you hear on the podcast gets put into that. I use Reaper. The official recording software of the Bear Calling Nation is Reaper, Reaper.fm. Awesome. It gives you the toys of the big boys. And I don't get paid for this, so this isn't a paid advertisement. I'm just telling you, I love this stuff. You know, they give you all the stuff like Audition has, but it's a lot easier to use.
And it's a lot prettier.
Oh, God, yeah, it's really pretty. I love it.
Yeah, it's when I first opened it, because I just found out about this software about a month ago, and I opened it up, and I was like, oofah, because there's a lot of toys there.
Yes, there are.
But
if you know the basics, like arming a track, you can just record, and you're done, and you can edit, and you're done. And if you want to grow, you can. I love it. It's great. It's free to use with a warning saying, please buy this. It's an honor system. And it's cheap. I've paid $60 for my license, and as long as I don't make $20,000 in a year from podcasting, that's as much as the license is going to be. If I make $20,000 a year, it'll be $120. Oh, my Jesus. If I make $20,000 a year, I think I can afford $120 for the license.
There you go.
And I've used it for 2 years and I have not had to renew my license yet because they haven't gone a full upgrade. Anyway, I have a MacBook. Comes from my soundboard through FireWire. I use a basic it has 10 channels. I only use three of it. I call it my broadcast computer and my music computer. My broadcast computer has two sound cards, one to go out to the soundboard to handle the Skype phone call, one to go back in to broadcast out the stick cam. So that's how I handle Skype without having it loop back on you. And then I have a third computer. It's just music that simply goes to the soundboard, and that's what you hear, my intro, my voicemails, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. So if I got this right, you got one computer that's basically just some buttons to play music. Your microphone goes into a mixer, goes out of the mixer, goes into the computer number two, into the one sound card. The out of that sound card goes to Stickum. And then I'm assuming another out there. How does Reaper get the info?
Yeah, right. I have two outs from my soundboard. So basically a Y
split. Oh, there you go.
A Y split. I use two different outputs. But I have my monitor output goes to my Mac through the FireWire. Because it goes through a FireWire converter box and into the Mac. And then my stereo out goes to my audio card, which goes to Stickam. But that same computer has an out card that goes to the soundboard. So it's looping on itself. But because it's one card going out to the soundboard,
right?
Soundboard comes right back into a separate card. It keeps it separated, and you get to hear me clearly, and Stickam gets to hear everybody clearly, and it's all good.
Very cool. Now, what kind of microphone are you using?
It was given to me, MXL770 is what I
am. There you go.
And I had to move my homemade pop filter out of the way so I could read what it was on the microphone. Oh, I do want to pimp something out for you guys.
Go ahead.
I'm all about podcasting on a dime. If I could write a book, it'd be that. For $20 by the company Blue, it's called an Eyeball. It's got a little webcam built in. The webcam's okay. But the microphone is very clear. It's USB. It's going to be better than a built-in mic or some. Here's a little tidbit for you people out there. I hate when somebody buys that $18 little Halo microphone that sits in their mouth and all you hear is constant. Oh, don't do that. Get you an Eyeball. It's I think it's less than $20 now. You can get it on Amazon. Search through my Amazon box on bearcrawlingnation.com. I swear by that for people who are starting out. You want great quality sound, get that. It won't set you back more than a meal for four at Taco Bell.
Well, the other thing we should do since you're on here, so we can do this all public-like, is, man, it was like show 56 or something. I need to go find out what it was. And so I mentioned this on this podcast, and I put a link directly to the MP3 file.
Because you're really cool like that.
And this is like a while ago. And lo and behold, instead of my MP3 file going down the tube into everybody's iTunes, your MP3 did. And I was like, hey, he hijacked my feed. What the heck? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And poor Charles is over there going, look, I didn't do a thing. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm innocent. I didn't do a thing. I don't know. You know. And I said, go over. Look at my site. It's your stuff. And what the heck? So I went in and I took out the link to your MP3. And I was like, okay, everything's fine. Back to normal. I don't know what that guy did, but he's some sort of, you know, he put some mojo voodoo on my RSS feed and blah, blah, blah. So I'm here to officially apologize for ever, you know, even hinting that you did something to my RSS feed, because you didn't. It was me, and there's a setting in FeedBurner that it says if you linked any sort of media to put an enclosure around it, and FeedBurner did its job. It just so happened that the first piece of media that I linked to was yours and not mine. So yours went down the feed and not mine. So, Charles, I humbly ask for your forgiveness, my friend.
It's all good. It actually... And I believe everything, you know, the adage is, you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, whatever. And that's what bear crawling is. Bear crawling is a very, very tough exercise. You're on your hands and feet crawling across the ground. All the muscles in your body are burning. It makes you a stronger person overall. That's what bear crawling is all about. And that did. It didn't burn me on interactions. It just made me dig into deeper of how could this happen and why does that happen. It was a learning experience. It was all good, and I ambushed you with it on my show Thursday night, and it was fun.
All right, man. Well, any other fun-filled podcasting tips you want to share before we turn off the microphone?
I do. Don't just go start a podcast. Don't do what everybody else says. You be you. First, go read Gary Vaynerchuk's Crush It, because you don't have to use everything in that book. But I think the key to that book is he tells you how to be you in this world of social media, which is very difficult. Two, read Creating Powerful Radio by, I wish I knew her last name, Valerie something. I'm sure Dave will find a link for it. Valerie, I can't remember, I'm sorry. And it'll teach you how to have good ideas about how to deal with the microphone and podcasting. Really great stuff. There's also other books out there, Dave Jackson's How to Make Money with Podcasting, but that's later. definitely read that one. But be you. Don't turn on the microphone and try to be Howard Stern. I did that. It failed. Don't turn on the microphone and try to be Dave Ramsey. I kind of did that with What I Believe, and while it was a decent show, it failed because it wasn't me. Bear Calling is taking off because it's just me on the microphone. What you see here now is what you get if you meet me in real life, any day of the week, any hour. Unless it's first thing in the morning, I hadn't had coffee, and it's a much more uglier me.
There you go. And again, you can find him at bearcrawlingnation.com, and he does have an Amazon search box. So if you want to look for that Creating Powerful Radio, just type it into the search box over there, and we'll throw the nickel at Charles instead of me. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
I love it. I love your show. Everybody should. And he's serious, by the way. We ask for phone calls. He wants phone calls. So call him. Leave him a voicemail. You might be interviewed.
One last point I'd like to make about live podcasting before we get out of here. I definitely see the benefit of being able to connect live with somebody that's listening. I just actually attended the Audacity to Podcast, Daniel J. Lewis's podcast, and he had a few people over in the chat room. Here's why I'm like, if you're just starting out, don't worry about going live yet. As I've been looking at the technology behind it and setting up a page on your website, it kind of adds some complexity to podcasting that I could see really discouraging new podcasters. So that's going to be my official stance. Yes, I see you can connect with people live. I can see the advantage of it. I'm not sure I would recommend it for somebody just starting out because it adds a whole nother level. You're kind of focusing on all these other things that aren't content. And really at first, let's just get the content, let's get a good recording quality, and let's go from there. So it might be something you add later, but just realize that if you are going to start off and you're thinking, and I'll podcast live, look into Mixlr. That makes life really easy, mixlr.com. But in terms of having a video and all this other stuff, I'm not sure it's just another hoop to jump through. So just keep that in mind. You don't have to broadcast live when you first start out. One other quick thing I want to mention. Wasn't sure if I was going to do this or not, but what the heck. If you go to podcastawards.com, the nominations are now open through the end of September. And I'm not sure where this show fits. It's either technology or education. Of course, I guess you could always go for People's Choice. Well, from what I understand, don't do People's Choice and Best Produced. I would guess technology, I guess, for this one, since we talk about podcasting so much. If you're interested in that, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/nominate, or you can just go to podcastawards.com. Would deeply appreciate that. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you are looking to start a podcast, well, first of all, let me say this. If one of the things that's stopping you from starting a podcast is building your website, contact me because I'm pretty sure we can do this for free. You pay for the hosting. I build your website. It's kind of like, hey, who needs to know how to build a car? You just want to drive? Contact me. Now, when it comes to recording all this stuff and things like that, we've got step-by-step tutorials over there at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to have you come and join us. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to email me, it's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your voicemail, 888-563-3228. And until next week, class is dismissed.